It's KEXP Seattle. You're on Jazz Theater. My name's John Gilbreth, and delighted to be in the studio here with this formidable orchestra welcoming Ceramic Dog to Seattle. Mark Rebo, guitars. Chess Smith, the drummer. And the lovely and mysterious Shahzad Ismaili on bass. And I mean a lot of everything. Welcome, gentlemen.
We're glad to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. Mark, you've been through town in a variety of orchestras, from the single one to the larger ones of John Zorn. And
Yes.
It's all different and it's all great. We're going to launch into some music. It's Ceramic Dog. The ceramic part is anything but fragile, deeply nuanced, and highly contemplative music from Ceramic Dog.
We do our best.
Let it rip. Absolutely, yes, indeed. Mark Rebo, Ceramic Dog, in town, en route, playing some jazz festivals, kind of calls the question, do you self-identify as a jazz artist still?
Well, you know...
Kind of?
It's kind of like being a jazz artist for us, for this band, anyways, is a little bit like being a... calling yourself a writer because you found a typewriter in the garbage. You know, it's like we wound up playing jazz festivals for some reason. And so I guess that makes us jazz artists.
Yeah.
Plus, I guess we like to improvise, yeah.
I saw, and I was surprised to see on some of the printed material that you had played with Jack McDuff.
That's true. The late, great Jack McDuff.
When he was captain or brother?
Both.
That's going back some ways, huh?
Yes, it is. In fact, to 1979, yeah.
Tom Waits as well, like a 26-year arc with Tom Waits, and that almost qualifies as a senior citizen in New York City on the scene. There's so much happening. It's a scene that kind of demands to be reinvented, and... Like, do you feel like the continuum of the whole thing? You get guys like Chess Smith, who, even though he wouldn't self-identify as being young, is part of a newer wave of stuff that seems to always be happening.
Well, I don't discriminate based on age. I think he's an excellent drummer.
I think he's rather articulate, yeah. Let's hear some more music. You going to sing it all?
Well,
I love it when you sing.
You know, usually I only sing in emergencies.
Come on.
But this, well, all right, if you insist.
Okay, we're ready to take off. We're clear for launch on this thing. Mark Rebo, Ceramic Dog.
My body said that the love of a pretty girl was the only thing in this whole wide world that mattered. More than silver, gold. More than the prophets of the days of old. So I ran around this whole wide world, just trying to girl. Pregnant, cause my body told me. And who am I to argue with that pretty, pretty, pretty black girl? All right. My body told me. We'll be right back.
KEXP Seattle. We're in the studio with Mark Rebo, Chess Smith, Shahzad Ismaili, Ceramic Dog, collectively. I think I picked up the theme of that last song. It didn't have anything to do with being gluten-free, did it?
Well, in a way. You could think, you could read it that way.
It's kind of a universal theme. Let's just rip into some more music, and you can explain it all later on to the lawyers.
We can't even explain it to ourselves.
We'll be right back. Absolutely, yeah. KEXP Seattle, ceramic dog in the room here. Mark Rebo at the helm. You can see video of this. Check kexp.org, and that puts you in the path of a slippery slope that leads to millions of possibilities. But you can find another great solo Mark Rebo here at KEXP from, 10 years ago or so, that was like bone-chilling and wonderful in a good way. Mark, you got, I understand, a new release coming out next month. We're kind of in June right now, if we're going to timestamp this thing, with the Young Philadelphians.
That's right.
And that's Mary Halverson in the band?
Mary Halverson, Jamaluddin Takuma on bass, Calvin Weston on drums, and, well, a cast of dozens on strings, basically whoever we can find.
The orchestra.
The orchestra, yeah.
Nice. So glad to have you here. As I said, you've been through with a number of things. The solo, one thing that I still hear people talking about is that solo set with the Charlie Chaplin film, The Kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man, that was sweet.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful film. It always gets me going.
That must be a lot of work, too, a whole solo kind of a thing.
Yeah, well, if I fall asleep, the audience notices.
Spotlight's on. Chess Smith, doing a lot of new things too, appearing on a lot of projects. What's up next with you? What are you doing? Like, I use the word jazz because you're the guy that's also showing up on the up-and-coming jazz charts and what do we call those? Readers' polls, critics' polls.
Yeah, we're doing a few more gigs of this and what's going on? Oh, my trio with Craig Taborn and Matt Maneri is going to South America and Europe.
Man, fantastic.
Other stuff after that.
We got Craig coming back around this fall in a duo set with Chris Davis,
yeah.
A two-piano set. That'll
yeah,
be beautiful.
That'll yeah. be good.
And speaking of Calvin Weston, Shazad, remember when I asked you about the last time you were in? That was a thing with Skerrick and you and Grant Calvin Weston. Yeah. On the boards.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. About 100 years ago or so.
Yeah.
Let's take this thing out with some more ceramic dog, not fragile. It's really not ceramic. It's really not a dog either. Mark Rebo and company playing tonight, late show at Tractor Tavern, which will be post facto by the time you all see this. KEXP Seattle, man, thanks to this great film crew and everybody here at this radio station. When you see this up on YouTube, you'll see the absolute quality of this thing. They're compelling, but they're clear as a bell, and the music matters. It's wonderful. KEXP Seattle, thank you very much, gentlemen. Safe travels. Jazz Theater.
Personal stuff with a
dive right on when thirsty. The people will never be satisfied. This meeting called to order. I got a right to hyperventilate. It's your fault that I'm fat. You're my personal Nazis. You're my personal.
Ceramic Dog, KEXP Seattle. Thank you.